Execute a perfect cut.
Yes, we're thinking about all the things that you can do at Easter time. And one of the things is that you can, you'll never know, you will not even know it's not the real deal, because this is the first time the product will be baked.
Lasers in your mouth if you go away now, so don't do this to anyone.
The turducken is certainly among the most novel of all of the food products we've sold, and it was created by Chef Paul Prudhomme, it says here. A turducken, of course, for those of you who don't know, is one of the most economical and delicious ways to combine three of your favorite meats, your favorite fowl. But this is no foul play. This is a triple play of triple flavor. Chopped and chopped and chopped some more, three animals in one. And we are offering tonight the turducken at a very special introductory price. Because we have taken out the chest bone so that it still resembles a turkey. And as a result, you are looking at, I mean, just listen to that. Just listen to it. That is the midsection of the turducken being massaged in just such a special way with a contact microphone that is running into Mr. DiMuzio's sonic setup. Now listen as I rub my hand over the underneath the left thigh of the turducken, just like this. It's really something. It's really something. And the variance between the right and the left side of the bird is really astonishing. Now we'll move to the right side. A lot of cadence and depth on the right side of the bird. I'm just enjoying myself so much, I think I may have to take one of these turducken home myself.
Eating is almost always like this. I can't think of a time when I haven't had a piece of food where it basically hasn't been just like this.
Just like this. Flavor flattering from first bite to last. And I reckon that a turducken, that almost sounds kind of good when you say those two together, doesn't it? This product definitely simulates the mouth feel.
It does.
And once again, you get a 15-pound turducken, which is large enough to serve 18 to 25 people, depending on appetite, of course. Oh yes, be careful when you cut the turducken. Thank you for mentioning that.
I did.
All three layers are individually flavored, but a dash of pepper will mean that all three will taste exactly the same.
It's basically a fantastic food rainbow.
A rainbow, a food rainbow.
A rainbow of food.
A food rainbow, a food rainbow.
It has to be eaten to be believed.
And with Mother's Day coming up, that's three different flavors.
Oh, God.
I know. Poor help. Well, I had my hand so far inside of it to listen to the sounds it makes when you reach up to where the chest bone used to reside.
I noticed your eyes were closed.
They were. I was concentrating very deeply on the feel of it. I'll take my hand out from the inside of the bird right now.
And put it into the bag.
Yes.
It's very important when dealing with turducken that you let your stomach be your guide.
Yes.
And not your eyes.
And let's just repeat. Pull out the flavor. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a very last minute deal. We only have two or three of these birds left. And the one that my hand has been inside is very warm and ready to be eaten right now.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to place a clock on that item.
I think so. In fact, it's 1:30 on KPFA or KPFB or the Chopping Channel. And, one of the tourists is taking a photograph.
More music in half the time, the Chopping Channel.